Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 94 today under mainly sunny skies. Chance for storms tonight. Lows level off around 71. Cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. High of 85. Highs around 84 Friday with a chance of thunderstorms. 84 Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, yesterday wrapped up with another Democrat officially throwing their hat in the ring for the 2026 midterm governor's race in the state of Kansas. And it didn't take long for Kansas Governor Laura Kelly to officially endorse State Senator Ethan Corson for the job.
I'm running for governor of Kansas. Let me tell you why. First, Governor Kelly deserves enormous credit for getting our state back on track. But we've got new challenges, and I'm ready to meet them, so we can create more opportunities for the next generation of Kansans.
KAKE News reports that even with two Democrats in the primary race for the governor's race next year, Governor Kelly went to Twitter yesterday officially endorsing Corson, saying, quote, he's a passionate advocate for attracting good-paying jobs to our state, for funding our public schools, and for ensuring access to affordable housing, child care, and health care. Ethan also played a critical role in axing the food sales tax and lowering property taxes. He'll be a very strong candidate.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas Arts Commission has announced more than $1 million has been awarded to more than 108 grant recipients across the state of Kansas for arts and cultural projects around the state. As KSNT News reports, according to the statement from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, they say the grant recipients will share the $1 million investment into art-related economic development and community vitality initiatives. In the statement, Toland said, quote, these grants will support an array of organizations and initiatives that will enrich the appeal of these communities, encourage innovation, and drive economic growth. Art shapes the unique character of our state communities, and through these awards, community leaders and artists can continue investing locally while opening doors to new opportunities and experiences for residents and visitors alike. According to the Kansas Department of Commerce, they say that the arts and cultural industry in the state supports nearly 50,000 jobs and contributes more than $5.5 billion to the state economy. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska's average agricultural land value has been reported to decline slightly for the year 2025, which some officials say is the first time that's happened in more than 6 years. As according to the report, they say Nebraska's average agricultural land value fell near 2% to roughly $3,935 an acre, according to the final report that just released by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's 2024-2025 Farm Real Estate Market Survey. KNOP News reports that the decline comes from Nebraska's crop producers facing growing financial pressures with years of rising farm income, saying that the land market is the beginning to reflect the recent realities of lower crop revenues, elevated production costs, and higher interest rates. Cash rental rates for cropland also trended lower across the state, down roughly 1 to 7% compared to the year prior, with productivity of the rented cropland, including the type of soil, expected rainfall, and local market contributed to the regional cash rental rates.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread. Which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Sheriff's Office advising of reports of a suspicious man who reportedly has approached local residents at their homes posing as a mortgage company representative, claiming that he was confirming an occupancy check. He did not provide identification. If anyone has encountered such an incident, please contact authorities, who report that video footage may have the man driving a newer white Nissan or Kia vehicle. Gage County Fair is underway in Beatrice with judging and shows this week through Sunday. Check-in is Friday, 7:30 till 10 a.m. for the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca for all 4-H, FFA, and open class exhibits, and judging begins. Activities continue Friday through Monday at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca. Tar spot of corn, a disease caused by the fungus, was identified in years 24 and 25 in Kansas. It's been prevalent in parts of Kansas, including Marshall in 2025 and Nemahal in 2024. Now is the time to intensify scouting efforts. If you wait until there's significant disease pressure in the upper canopy, a fungicide application may be too late. The early disease onset observed this year raises concerns about yield loss. Generally, early observations of tar spot have corresponded with high yield loss. Tar spot develops as small black raised spots, circular or oval, that develop on infected plants and may appear on one or both sides of the leaves, leaf sheaths, and husk. Tar spot overwinters on infested corn residue on the soil surface. Recent rains may also help promote tar spot development. Fungicides are an effective tool for controlling the fungus if they're timed properly. If you suspect a field has tar spot, Kansas State Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab asks that you advise so they can help monitor the situation in the state. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Terry Ekstrom, age 66, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Terry Ekstrom. Rita M. Kramer, age 89, passed away July 18. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Visitation Sunday begins at 5 with the rosary at 7 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rita Kramer. Robert E. Bob Chase, age 71, of Liberty, passed away July 17th. Celebration of life service is planned August 3rd to until 5 p.m. at their home. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bob Chase. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, Ritz chicken, rice, peas and pearl onions, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, ham loaf with a muffin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers continue off and on throughout Thursday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Off and on showers mixing throughout Friday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. And more rain may continue early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. And even warmer throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91. Record high on this date 109. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. Sunny and 74 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of July. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, of full or part-time hours and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy, Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Shear Quality Furniture welcomes everyone to come out to the Gage County Fair this year. There's so much to do. So mark those calendars for July 23rd through the 27th and come and have some fun. From Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available. Heartland Bank is looking forward to seeing the 4-H exhibits at the Gage County Fair starting July 23rd. There will also be a carnival, great food, and entertainment for all ages, so bring the whole family for a fun time. From Heartland Bank in Odell, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, small town banking at its best. Professional Barber Stylist invites everyone to the Gage County Fair July 23rd through the 27th. There will be great entertainment for all ages, including concerts, a carnival, 4-H exhibits, and so much more. Have a great time. From professional barber stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Good morning, this is Judson Richards. We're again in Major League Baseball as the Milwaukee Brewers went for their 12th win in a row, but Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh had different plans. We were scoreless in the sixth.
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on, blasted, lift off right field. This one is going to go. It is out of here. Cal Raleigh, number 39 on the season, and he has given the Mariners the lead with one big swing.
The call on Seattle Sports, 7:10 a.m. That's your league leader with 39 home runs, and the only one they needed. Mariners put the streak to bed with a 1-0 win. Also, Cubs beat the Royals 6-0, so the Cubs and Brewers are tied atop the NL Central. Toronto Blue Jays leading the AL East by 4 games. Second place Yankees trying to close the gap in Toronto in the first. That game wasn't scoreless for long.
And the payoff. Deep to right field. Barger back. Turning. Looking. See ya. A big 3-run home run for Jazz Chisholm. And the Yankees lead 3-0.
They call in the Yes Network. Yankees pick up a game and pull within 3 in the division after that 5-4 victory. In the WNBA, now Indiana Fever, New York Liberty, and the Big Apple. Fever star Caitlin Clark was a scratch in this one with that right groin injury. As for the Liberty, 2024 Finals MVP Jonquel Jones, who was missed time with an ankle injury, was back to work for her first game since June 19th, and they were happy to have her back.
Ionescu. The drive, no look, Jones, a 3, you bet!
What tune is she playing on that guitar right now, Ryan Rucco?
A sweet return.
The call on ESPN, Liberty beat the Fever with a final of 98-84.
Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join KNDY as we'll have live broadcast coverage of American Legion Baseball from Hiawatha starting Friday at 7 p.m. on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated encourages area businesses to hire American veterans. They sometimes find it hard to adjust to civilian life. So let's show our support for the brave men and women who fought for this country. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures started to climb after President Trump announced a trade deal with Japan that includes a $550 billion investment in the U.S. and a 15% reciprocal tariff. If the momentum holds, the S&P could add to the new record it reached Tuesday, closing at 6309. The Dow added 179 points Tuesday. The Nasdaq slipped 0.4% from its own record. Investors will be closely watching a new batch of earnings reports Wednesday, including two heavy hitters, Google's parent company Alphabet and Tesla. Meme stocks are all the craze once again. Investors hoping to turn a quick buck are buying into Kohl's and Open Door Technologies, an online company that buys and sells residential real estate. A warning about artificial intelligence from the CEO of OpenAI. Sam Altman tells a Federal Reserve conference that the financial industry faces a significant impending fraud crisis because AI tools can impersonate a person's voice to bypass security checks and move money. Dave Packer, ABC.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the middle day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. When we look at the grains market, we do see mostly mixed across the board. Those numbers were going back and forth all throughout the trade day yesterday. A very similar story when we look at the seeds market, teetering back and forth. And in the livestock market, those numbers did start off the trade day in the red, but they found themselves mostly higher throughout the day. We'll see if the rest of the market can dip back into the green before the end of the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off with the corn market, September corn finished down 4.5 at 399.25. December corn finished down 4.25 at 418 even. Kansas City wheat for September finished up 7.5 at 533.25. December Kansas City wheat also in the green up 6.75 at 555 even. In the oats market, September oats down 6.75 at 352.25. December oats down 3.25 at 347.75. In the bean market, August soybeans down 4.75 at 10.10.25. September beans finished down 2.5 at 10.08 even. Soybean meal for August finished up 3.30 at 273.80. September bean meal finished up 3.10 at 277.90. Soybean oil for August finished in the red at 55.63. September bean oil finished down 43 cents at 55.45. In the canola market, November canola finished down $4.10 at 690 even. January canola down 370 at 720. December cotton finished in the green up 15 cents at 68.25, and March cotton also up 15 cents at 69.61. Looking at how the stock market closed up for yesterday's trading day, the Dow Jones up 153 points, the S&P 500 up 6 points, and the NASDAQ finished down 56 points at 20,916.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Army worms and fall army worms are a common pest found in Kansas fields, lawns, and gardens. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains army worm and fall army worm characteristics and activity in Kansas.
The two are very much alike. The two larvae are very much alike. They feed just about the same. The life cycle is just about the same. The amount of food they need to go clear through the larval stage is about the same. So I will kind of lump them together. At this time of the year, it doesn't really matter which one you have feeding. They're going to both feed pretty voraciously on your, on whatever your yard or your garden or your crop, whatever it is.
He discusses the insects' life cycles and when it is common to see them.
The difference is fall armyworms don't overwinter in Kansas. They come up every year on the wind in the spring, so they're generally a little later to arrive here than armyworms. But armyworms, they apparently do overwinter in Kansas, and still they don't overwinter in vast numbers, usually. So, again, it takes them a little while to build up their populations, which this is, I think, about second generation for this year. There probably maybe, again, it depends on the weather, there may be another at least one or two more generations of either one this year. But generally, the armyworm will stay longer feeding into the fall than the fall armyworm because, as I said, the fall armyworm, they migrate south as adults, so they generally leave a little bit earlier than armyworms. Armyworms can stay here and overwinter as larvae.
Whitworth describes how to tell the two worms apart.
The best way to tell them apart, fall armyworms has those four distinct black, dark gray spots in a square on the last larval segment. Armyworms don't. That's really not important right now, but it will be in another month or two because, like I said, fall armyworms don't overwinter in Kansas, so armyworms can. Armyworms sometimes will move into the new wheat crop also when it's planted in September, October, and they can cause a problem then if the weather hasn't gotten cold enough. By cold enough, I mean for most insects in Kansas, it has to get into the mid-20s for a couple of hours in order to dissuade or kill any insects from feeding on your yard or your crop.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on armyworms and fall armyworms in Kansas. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with a dairy influence sale, and early consignment listings include a 4-year-old Jersey nurse cow calf, 4 months bred, halter broke. Also during their dairy influence sale, 21 Holstein steers weighing 4.5 to 6, 20 weighing 5 to 550, with 16 weighing 6 to 750. 20 Holstein steers, 6 to 8, 50, 5 at 7 to 800 pounds. 20 Holstein steers, 7 to 9, and 30 weighing in at 850 to 9 and a quarter. Also 48 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 20 black crossbred steers and heifers 7 to 8, 20 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8. Those are early consignment listings for the dairy influence sale on Thursday, July 24th. We'll alternate the Thursday sales with no sale July 31st.
No one is buying firewood in the dog days of summer, and that's exactly why you should. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 23rd, the 204th day of the year. Musician Alison Krauss and actor Daniel Radcliffe share a birthday. Buying firewood may be the last thing on your mind right now, but it's also the smartest time of year to restock your woodpile. Why? It's as simple as the rule of supply and demand. It suggests you'll find better prices when there are fewer buyers. The other advantage, of course, is several months of drying time for wood that isn't fully seasoned. And here's a refresher on heat values. Hickory and white oak provide the best heat efficiency. Maples, white ash, and yellow birch fall in the middle. Soft woods like wild elm and poplar are best used as kindling. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 75 degrees with sunny skies. We'll likely top 90 today, then a little bit of a cooler front moves into Thursday, Friday with highs ranging in the 80s on a chance of more rain. How about that?
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. You know it's almost time for NFL football season when the Kansas City Chiefs announced their training camp as the training camp countdown officially started yesterday with the teams all moving in and training camp officially beginning yesterday for the 15th year in St. Joseph. In a statement from the mayor of the town, John Josendale, he said, quote, if you think about it, over the past few years that they've done to the Super Bowl, they've been very successful, and it all starts right here in St. Joseph, Missouri. We feel like we're connected to that. He says that Chiefs fans come from all around the Mid-America region to come see them during their training camp, or even the local soccer team has announced that they will be doing the trash duty during the camp with the softball team, helping in directing parking for the event. The Kansas City Chiefs kick off their preseason for the NFL season on August 9th, where they are on the road taking on the Cardinals, followed by the Seahawks on August 15th, and their final preseason game against the Bears on August 22nd. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team advanced for a second straight year to the state AA Legion Tournament in Hiawatha. Top seed in the zone tournament, Marysville advanced as top seed in the state tournament and will face Hiawatha Friday evening at 7 in the first round play. Second seed Iola meets Smith County. 3 and 6 seed Seneca and Colby match with 4-5 seeds Norton and Garnett as well Friday. Play continues Saturday in the double elimination tournament. If Marysville wins first round Friday, they play again Saturday at 1. If they lose, they drop to an 8 a.m. start Saturday. Catch the games broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is excited for the Nemaha County Fair. The fun kicks off July 24th. There will be fun activities for all ages, and check out the great projects the 4-H members have on display. Hope to see everyone there. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 40 years of service. Cook and Company invites people near and far to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 24th. From Cook and Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Eisenborth Plumbing Shop welcomes you and your family to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 24th. There will be fun activities for everyone to enjoy, and don't forget to check out the 4-H exhibits. See you there! From everyone at Eisenborth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
KNDY.